Went down to Broncos training this morning. A little bit of news out of there. James Roberts is not fit to play, so he won't line up against Manly tomorrow night. He'll be back next week. We do know that Anthony Milford has officially signed on the dotted line. His future's sorted. The next 4 years at Brisbane. I asked Wayne Bennett about, is he the man to fill in for Jonathan Thurston if JT isn't right for State of Origin? He said, why not? He'll be a star of the future. There's no reason why he can't do the job. The next question I put to Wayne Bennett was about drugs. Take a listen.
The game copped a black eye last weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You just had a bad day.
That's a bad night. It's more than a bad day.
Well, it happens. It's been going on for quite a number of years now, so it's not something that we're not used to.
How do you stop it?
You don't stop it. You can't stop it. I can't stop it. It's not going to stop. So, but we've got good regulations. We've got good rules, and I've got confidence in the game and what we produce. And society can't stop it. Police agencies out there all over the world trying to stop it.
You can't say it's been policed well.
Rubbish. You can't say that. These guys get drug tested every second day. It has been policed well, and I'm more than happy with the procedure, and I'm more than happy with what we do in the game. It's right across the game, so nobody misses out. We're never going to get a perfect, guys, and it's not going to happen on my watch or anybody else's watch. So the reality of the situation is, you know, you go through your workplace, how many we pick up and drug test there every day and every night in all of our workplaces. So, as I said, we can all talk about being tough and we all talk about a whole lot of stuff, but to me personally, it is about the players being more disciplined with it. But I accept the young men, I accept, you know, older people obviously doing it as well. So it's just a part of our society, and we'll never get the perfect world, we'll never get the perfect penalties, but our players know what's in place right now, and I don't think it has to be much more harder and firmer than what it is.
Yet they still roll the dice.
Well, why are our prisons full? You all know the answer to that. People still roll the dice. It's not going to change that way, but you know what the game owes everybody, the fans, us, you know, everybody in the game, that we're taking action on. There is a process in place. We're not accepting the fact that, you know, it is a part of our wider society. You know, if you're going to play rugby league, you're under different rules to everybody else, and the game can't do any more than that. You make your own choices about what you want to do with your behaviour and what substances you want to take. But I'm just telling you, if you keep taking it, you're going to get caught. Guys are getting caught. There's Ben Barber's a good example. He, you know, he's been rubbed out of the game. He went to French rugby, and now he hasn't got a club. He didn't want to start. It hasn't worked out for him over there. So don't tell me it's not working, because it is working. And there'll be more caught. We don't need more education. There's not one person standing here with me today, with you. There's not one guy on this footy team doesn't understand the consequences of drugs. Okay? So the last thing we need is another lecture on it. What we need is some, you know, the young men to take the responsibility that goes with their positions. That's what we need. All right? And take the ownership of their bad behaviour. Simple as that. We don't need any more punishment or deterrence. They're all there.